Hello! Welcome everyone to another exciting episode of Cosmic Circus Reviews. My name is Vin, and with me as always is movie reviewer John Dotson.
Hello!
Today, we are doing a special retrospective episode about the Alien trilogy, because they only made three, right? So just to be clear, we're going to be covering Alien, Aliens, and Alien 3. Nothing else. The basic story of all three movies is idiots versus aliens. Basically, that's it. The premise is like they're slasher movies in space, but they're so freaking cool. They're so well made, blending so many exciting genres that the series has become one of the all-time franchise classics through hits and misses and crossovers alike. So coming next week, we have this really exciting Alien Romulus. So we're really excited to kind of recap the Alien movies before it. John, can you tell me what's your history with the Alien franchise?
Oh, my history with the Alien franchise. So that creature, that visual aesthetic creature, used to haunt me the way Freddy Krueger haunted me.
Like when I was a kid. Yeah.
Yeah, like you would see it. Like when you're passing by in like a view, like a Blockbuster or like on a preview. Mm-hmm. I never watched Freddy Krueger, but you would see him.
Yeah.
Same thing with the Xenomorph. I knew what that was. I never saw it. And my first encounter with aliens is I watched on, I was very young, Terminator 2 was coming out, and they were doing like a retrospective on James Cameron. And all I saw, and spoiler if you have not watched Aliens, but I saw Bishop get gutted, and all that all that yellow, well, all that white vomit just go oozing out of his mouth.
Yeah. Great vomit scene. It's fantastic.
I was six. I was mortified. I had no idea what was happening. And I never forgot it.
For me, I don't know. I guess it's kind of shocking. I was like, I think 18 when I watched Alien for the first time, because like my mom was not like a horror fan at all. We like sci-fi, but not horror. So I was like 18 watching it on my own. And I was like transported. It was like a holy experience. I loved the first Alien movie. And I was just so in love with the spookiness, with like the tension, with the horror, the beautiful cinematography, the sound design. Like when I was rewatching it this week, when they first find the first egg, you know, in the big ship, they find the egg, the sound design, you can hear all these kind of creepy whisperings. Yeah. Oh man, every detail of that first movie. It's a small, simple movie, but it's just exquisite. It's beautiful. And it's dark and it's grimy, but it's beautiful. It's like, I don't know, the most beautiful, grotesque horror you can find in space. Wow. I love it. I watched Alien. I immediately watched it, the director's cut. Then I immediately watched it with commentary. I watched it like 3-4 times in the same week when I was 18. Then I watched Aliens, and I didn't like it as much because it's more of like a military action movie. And I felt that it's like the same formula as the first movie, just bigger and more action-based rather than horror-based, kind of. So I didn't like Aliens. And then I heard Alien 3 is even worse. So I never watched Alien 3 until this week. That was my first time watching Alien 3.
Wow, man. Yeah. So I think Alien 3 was actually my introduction. Okay. But my God, that was the first one that I watched in completion.
Uh-huh.
You know, it wasn't like I sought it out. It was just like I was old enough to like actually like take a step into that genre. Mm-hmm. And it was like on TV, and like I was like, well, I guess I'll take a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my first one that I watched from beginning to end. And even then, I remember thinking, man, it's a cool looking creature.
Yeah.
I'm all here for this movie. You know, like, yeah. it was all right. It was all right. And it wasn't until I got older that I fell in love with James Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
I know, like I went on this like I was like 16 years old. I got this fascination with Cameron, and I would watch True Lies, I watched. I rewatched Titanic. I watched The Abyss, all those movies. And I went back and rediscovered Alien. And then, anyways, I agree with you, Aliens is a lesser film.
Oh, okay.
But I do think Aliens is brilliant. I really do. As a concept, I think that entire film, even though it hasn't aged well, like visually, like it's very outdated now, but this it is the perfect movie where you show somebody how do you take a step in escalating everything?
Sure.
You
It's
know,
a
like
very good sequel in that way. Yeah.
Like if you want to make it more grander, how do you do that? I think Aliens is a good example on how to do it. There's even like I don't know if it's an urban legend or if it's a fact, but there's a story out there that Cameron, when he was doing the pitch, wrote the word S and then dollar signs to like pitch the film.
I think at this point that legend is so big and it's so famous that even if it's not true, retroactively it must be true.
Yeah, it's got to be
You know,
right, obviously.
I think it's one of those myths where even if it's not true, James Cameron probably thinks it's true, even if it's not actually, but I'm sure I really think it might have happened. I was a little surprised also with Aliens. I don't know how much we want to get into it, but there's a bit of like political commentary that Cameron puts in it. One big thing I do want to mention is the concept of motherhood. In the first movie, you have men and you have women on the Nostromo, but it doesn't really pay attention to who's a man, who's a woman. They're just people and they all die. And Ripley survives. In the second movie, they actually make gender jokes and they point out she's a woman, but she looks like a man about one of their crewmates and Ripley. They make a big parallel between Ripley and the alien mother and how they're both trying to be mothers, and Ripley's trying to take care of Newt. You have the alien mother, and it's like a big mother versus mother fight at the end. And I think
Yeah.
we can talk more about Alien 3 in a second, but I think Alien 3 brilliantly does a darkened version of that, because it takes this motherhood concept of like Ripley as this pure heroic mother, and it makes a darkened version because she's the mother of the alien. She's the mother of the alien queen now. And so
Yeah.
I think Alien 3, in my opinion, I really like how it builds on Aliens, but it does a dark twist, a darkened version of it, kind of going back to the horror roots of the first movie.
Yeah, I'm guessing did they expand on that more in the assembly cut?
Maybe. So just to be clear, I watched the Alien 3 assembly cut and I liked it. John hasn't seen
I did not watch the assembly
it.
cut. I rewatched the theatrical cut, which I don't know if they touched on that thematically very much. And then the theatrical cut, it was more that. It is there. It's subtly there, but it's not pronounced, if I remember correct. How long is the assembly cut?
Like 220 or something like that. I think they
Wow.
added 30 minutes of stuff.
Yeah, so the theatrical cut is 1 hour and 57 minutes. It's
Yeah, so about 30
very
minutes.
short. So I'm guessing they expanded on that more in the assembly cut. Did you rewatch? Did when you were watching Aliens, did you watch the director's cut or did you watch the theatrical?
I watched the special edition, which I think is just 7 minutes longer. Do you know the differences? I'm not even sure.
I do know the differences. I think it is way longer.
That's right. I remember because you were telling me that you actually preferred the original, right?
The original, yes, and actually, this kind of like this week. Kind of like affirm that for me because the theatrical cut is very tight. Very tight. Like, I mean, like, you could argue that they could have cut off one of the endings, you know, but it meanders more in the special edition. You can feel tired,
It does feel big and long.
like you're watching Return of the King.
Oh gosh. Okay.
It's just like,
or
guys,
Trap or Trap.
I do feel like that movie is a good example of Cameron at his worst instincts.
Really?
Yeah, I do. Because if you watch Avatar, it is 3 hours. And there's no reason for Avatar to be 3 hours. Not. There's no reason for that movie to be 3 hours long. The parts that they cut out of Aliens had to do with the one subplot, I think, might have been better if it was there and it involved her daughter dying. You know, like her, like she's
I remember
older.
that. I remember that scene, yeah.
Yeah, her old, like, that's not in the theatrical cut.
I wonder why.
I think it's because the mother side of her is implied
Interesting.
without having you showing it. I don't think it requires it because you get that motherly instinct from her throughout the film without knowing that her daughter's dead. It does add a little bit. But removing that doesn't take away that she cares about Newt.
That's interesting. I actually really like that detail. I understand
Yeah.
she can care about Newt even without it. But even going into the third film, and the third film, Clemens, Charles Dance asks her, "Is that your daughter?" And she has to say no. But I feel knowing that Ripley did have a daughter that she lost so many years from, and then the daughter grew up and died. I love knowing this little detail, little exposition.
Yeah.
But I feel to me it adds a lot about her pain that
And
she.
I agree, like I said, I think that's the one detail that did not like if you could have kept anything from that cut,
Okay.
that might have been the one thing. Everything else, and that's like it was just like, guys, come on, let's just
Okay. Just tighten it up a
move.
little.
Yeah, let's move it along a little bit, guys. And it's the same thing with Terminator, right? So there's a special edition for Terminator that adds more scenes
Oh, really?
that they cut out.
Okay.
Yeah, and if they kept everything in there, it wouldn't, I'm sorry, I would have punched myself in the face.
Yeah.
It would have took away the rhythm. Like there's just a rhythm to
Yeah.
Terminator 2 that
Well, are you talking
works.
one or two? T1 or T2?
Two,
Oh,
T2,
okay.
T2. Yeah, there's a lot more scenes in Terminator 2
Because Terminator 2
that.
already a big movie. It already feels like there's a lot going on.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It was, so I do think the special edition and the special edition of T2 gonna show the worst instincts of Cameron and the best instincts of Cameron.
I see what you're saying completely. It's really interesting actually looking at Aliens, then T2, and then Avatar, and how they all build on each other. These massive visual effects extravaganzas with actually some repeated elements too. Like when you're watching
Yeah.
Aliens and you see, the mech suit, and you're watching Avatar and you see the mech suit.
In the mech suit, there's another parallel to another one. I got one for you that I thought about. It is the first film that Cameron does where he takes the bad AI robot and flips it and makes it a
Yeah.
good AI robot.
Yeah.
Because you're expecting Bishop to be kind of like Ian Holm in number one, where Ian Holm is just, he goes nuts. And the second one, Bishop, is on your side.
Very good.
T1, bad robot. T2, good robot. So there's a lot of Cameron parallels. Even with all that, I still think, okay, I just think Aliens is so fun. It's so fun. I have not seen it in about, want to say, a decade.
Oh, wow.
And even, dude, I don't know why I forgot. I don't know why it just completely left my brain, but it gets all the way to the end, and she walks into the field of eggs, and there's this long pause, and then you look up, and the queen is right there. And then I shouted on my phone screen, I go, "Oh yeah, the queen! The queen!"
Oh.
I
Yeah.
forgot the queen.
But it reminds me of the first movie. You know, she's on the shuttle. She thinks she's gotten away safe. The Nostromo blows up. And then there's the alien on the shuttle also. It really, it's the same kind of formula, just bigger.
It is, but like, but it's so good. It's
Yeah.
so,
Yeah.
because like, you don't know what to expect right there. And you turn around and you're like, oh God, it's the mother.
Yeah, and it's such a good showdown too. The last fight's really, really good. I mean, I have a dangerous opinion. I really liked the Alien 3 assembly cut. And very dangerous opinion. I might get like burned for this, but I think I really like Alien, then Alien 3 assembly cut, and then like Aliens right underneath the Alien 3 assembly. I like Alien 3 more because I like horror more than action. But the finale of Aliens, that final showdown, I think is maybe the best of the whole of all three movies. That final showdown is so good.
And we learn that the xenomorph knows how to use an elevator. And that's a very important detail.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah,
That's
yeah.
funny. I
And
guess
that's
it's like when you have you show a little kid an iPad and they can figure out how to use it. Maybe
right.
elevators in this world, maybe they're just intuitive.
But even like that shot, like I mean, it is such a good shot cinematography-wise. And I kept thinking about the cinematography in number one and number two, even kind of number three. But number one and number two, they do really good dark sequences,
I
right?
think
Like
one does it better.
it does, it does. I mean, but it's Ridley Scott. I mean, you know, nobody does it better than him, but that elevator when that door opens and there's just like a flash and you can kind of like see it slowly coming out of the dark elevator. I was like, ooh, it's so great. It's so
Really well
great.
done. Yeah.
There's another part, and I don't know if you caught it, and I never caught it till now, until this week. Before Bishop gets stabbed in the gut, you can look in the background and see the shadow of the xenomorph right before it does it.
I might
It's
have noticed that. I don't remember. I remember
it.
there is lots of details in the backgrounds. I'm always watching the shadows.
But it's
I don't.
very subtle. It's very subtle. And it's just like you look back there, you can see the figure just real quick, and all of a sudden, just like stabs him right in the gut. It's
And it's great
perfect.
because if I remember correctly, at first you almost it, you know it's kind of like the chest burster a little bit, but it's such
Yeah.
a great inversion because it's instead like the queen's like stinger or something,
Right,
which is
yeah.
great. It's great. And then instead of the
But
blood coming out, it's the milk coming out, and oh, it's great. It's a great finale.
what are your thoughts? I mean, like I know we talked a lot about aliens. That first film. I really want to touch on that first film because I
Okay.
feel like it's going to be more in line with the
I
Romulans.
it seems so. Romulus almost seems like it's going to be a reboot almost. I think today actually I was at the cinema again and I saw the trailer again on the big screen and I noticed that there's a new Mother 9000. So again they're trying to build on that first movie a lot, the DNA of it.
With the AI, with the
Yeah, for
artificial
example,
intelligence.
it's called Mother 9000 now because in the first movie they have Mother and this is Mother 9000. So it's still
Oh,
like
man.
because Romulus is 20 years after the first one, it's between the first and the second. Oh. I really want to talk about Alien 3. Can you tell me what do you like? What do you like about Alien 3?
My favorite aspects of Alien 3 is how it looks.
Oh,
It's
it looks great,
very
man.
a very good looking film. And it's because it's David Fincher.
His
Like, it's got
first movie.
first movie. So I could be wrong. I think David Fincher directed the music video for Closer.
I
Nine
don't.
Inch Nails Closer.
Okay.
Correct me if I'm wrong, YouTube, but that video for Closer had a yellow and black aesthetic. It was like very shadowy and yellow and all that stuff. This it really feels like he brought that sensibility into Alien 3. It's a very yellow and dark film.
Yeah.
There's a lot of yellow lights, a lot of orange aesthetics. Like I love the hallway chase.
Yes.
The homie chase is amazing.
And the way the camera moves, like you're actually in the alien's point of view moving with it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
So good. That sequence is underrated. Like them trying to trap it in the hall. That whole sequence is very well made. I got a really cool fun fact for you that I discovered this week. So the original concept for Alien 3 was not like spiritual prisoners or anything like that. It was going to be a straight up prison. Straight up prison with prisoners fighting the aliens, right? And David Twohy wrote that, the original draft for that. David Twohy left the project. David Twohy then made Pitch Black, which is about prisoners fighting aliens in the dark.
Incredible. Wow. I need to
So
watch
he
that now. Wow.
took his original idea
Uh-huh.
and brought it into Pitch Black, which is a very good movie. It's outdated on visual effects,
Sure.
but still a very good movie.
I don't know where it came from because like we said, Aliens is very, it's kind of the formula of Alien 1. Alien 3 is totally different. This planet with like these spiritual prisoners, all men. It's so weird. But I love it. It's great. Like, why not? When we have this strange, like, sci-fi universe in the future, why not just get micro-specific? Here's a prison where everyone has British accents and they're like Christian monks, celibate men, or something. Whoa! Why not? It's great. And then you throw Ripley in there, and they all lose their minds.
Well, it's a collision of two ideas, like, because it was originally supposed to be a planet of monks. That was like one of the ideas, and then it was like prisoners. Like we're gonna make it prisoners versus aliens, and then they were like, "Oh, we don't want that." And then it kind of became like a weird,
Mashup kind of between the
a
two.
matchup of both, yeah.
So weird,
And
like micro specific, but it's great. Also I read one of the drafts was like a wooden planet somehow. And what does that even mean? Is it like Kashyyyk or something? I want to say also I really like the gothic aesthetic, the kind of gothic horror aesthetic of it. I really think it's a great idea to make the alien a quadruped in this one. It has four legs because that's so because in the previous ones it's always two legs and now it's four, and that means it can do a lot of different stuff. It can go faster, it can kind of climb upside down, all kinds of stuff. And it's a new challenge. It reinvigorates kind of what the movie is. And I really like the idea. I think in the theatrical cut it's made out of a dog. And the assembly cut, it's made out of an ox. But I love the idea that the alien kind of takes the form of its host. And that explains retroactively why it looks like a stuntman in Alien 1. Because if it comes from a human, it's going to be humanoid. If it comes from an ox or a dog, it's going to have four legs. And so that I thought that was a great way to retroactively explain why it looks humanoid. Because it doesn't have to be, but I like that detail. I love all the ideas in Alien 3. It's such a weird, specific movie, but it's like what I love about science fiction when it takes this really bizarre original idea, but uses it to tell us something about our natural human world. Like these human monks, these prison monks, they're telling us things about prison, about prisoners in our planet, about religious people in our planet, about men in our planet. I love the idea of Ripley, but now she's the Dark Mother and she's scared of what's inside her. I love so many of the interesting ideas in this one. When they lock up the alien, oh, this is not in the theatrical cut. And the assembly cut, there's a scene where they successfully lock up the alien. They lock him up. But then Golic, one of the prisoners, he's lost his mind. He goes crazy. And he thinks the alien is his god. So he releases the alien, and that's how the alien comes back in the finale.
Why would you cut that? Why
It
would you
is
cut that?
so,
That's so
so
good.
cool. Because I don't know if you remember, Golic is the character. Like they make fun of him. Nobody likes him. He's weird. I it's crazy to say it, but I personally enjoyed Alien 3 Assembly Cut more than Aliens. I
Okay.
think I just love how it goes back to horror, but it builds on Aliens. It doesn't contradict. It builds on the ideas from Aliens. And yes, it kills off Hicks and Newts, but I feel that adds to the tragedy. It adds to the darkness of it, and it helps refocus where it's still about Ripley. It's not about Ripley building a family and being a happy mother with this great husband and this great kid. No, it's she's a solo, single person, and she's just going from adventure to adventure, and every time nobody believes her. And I just love that tragedy. Every single movie, she's like, "You idiots, you don't know what's about to happen." And like at the audience too, we're like, you don't know what's about to happen. And I love that kind of conflict. I was surprised. I love these movies so much.
You know what I thought about after though, like after like number three, I was like, you know, maybe don't go to sleep so fast. You know, just maybe take a few days. Take a few days, you know, drink a Snapple, like, you know, watch some space TV.
Yeah.
Make sure everything is clear for a while
Yeah.
before you go to sleep. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. I don't know. Oh my God. You've been through enough problems. You've been through enough problems to know one of these might be hiding in an event or so kind of get rid of a roach.
I do
Give
think that
it a few days.
I do think that's one of the things I don't like about Alien 3, how like off screen it wraps up the end of Aliens and it changes the end where there's a secret alien on board and it attacks them all and it kills them. And I do think that's a little bit, it's not as bad as like when,
Stupid.
it's not as bad as when Palpatine comes back in Star Wars Episode 9, but it does feel a little bit like the dead speak suddenly. And I think that's the one thing I really didn't like. Oh, one other thing I can say I didn't like is the alien effects in Alien 3, they look bad because it's not CGI. I looked it up and they were doing rod puppets. So they have a miniature alien and they're moving it with these rods. Then they take that footage and they put it into the movie. But the lighting was bad. The lighting is different. So that's
Oh,
why
you're talking about
that's
in number three?
yeah, in the third one.
Yeah, you're talking about where it's on the ceiling moving?
Like almost every scene with the alien.
It looked pretty bad. It did
Yeah.
look pretty bad.
But it's not CGI. It is practical. They filmed it separately with a puppet. Then they put the puppet in the movie and it looked bad because they could have done it better.
And I think that's where Aliens kind of works better for me, because like that
Yeah,
one
good.
scene, which I think is brilliant, I think it's a brilliant scene where they're like, we're surrounded, and all of a sudden, like, where are they? And they like go up to the vent, and
Race.
you just see them all moving. You're like, oh my
It's
gosh,
great. Oh, it's so
it's
good.
great, it's so good. It just that practical element makes it so clean. I love it so much.
I think Aliens is the only one where I think the effects still, in my opinion, I think the effects still look great. Because the first movie, sometimes you can see the stunt guy and it looks a little bit cheesy. The third
Yeah.
movie, some like I said with the rod puppet, the composition lighting doesn't always look great. But Aliens, James Cameron, ages really well. You watch Terminator 2, it looks fantastic still.
Great. It's great
Like
still,
he just
yeah.
has magic with visual effects.
I will say this. There's one thing that doesn't work for me as well in Aliens. And I love him as an actor. He's from Texas. I'm from Texas.
I'm from Texas.
You're from Texas. Bill Paxton.
Yeah, I was shocked. I was shocked by his performance.
Bill Paxton is so hammy in Aliens.
I like it.
He's like, game over, man. It's such a ridiculous performance in an otherwise straight action film.
Sometimes a little too much, but overall I
Like,
appreciate it.
it's borderline Nicolas Cage at times.
Yeah. I feel
Borderline.
so this week I also watched Alien Resurrection, and I feel Bill Paxton is what Joss Whedon used to make Alien Resurrection. In Alien Resurrection, everyone is Bill Paxton.
Okay, so now that we're on that subject, please tell me your thoughts.
Oh my God. So again, I'd never seen Alien Resurrection before, but I loved Alien 3 so much, and everyone told me it's terrible, but I was like, I actually liked it, so I was willing to give Resurrection a shot, and I do think it's maybe some of the worst of Joss Whedon's writing, because I think
Yeah,
the one line
it's
of
the worst of anybody's writing.
But specifically, like the Whedonisms, like I think the one-liners are bad. All the cheesy dialogue is bad. I think his exposition is really clunky and awkward. I think it's just not well written. I mean, you can kind of see how he did Firefly, kind of taking some of the ideas. Even the ship kind of looks the same, maybe. But I think, as far as Joss Whedon goes, I think you can kind of see the worst of him in this almost. But I did like the direction. I liked how it's like a campy horror B movie. Very different from where we went with the first movie, very different from the third one, But taking that Bill Paxton energy, it's kind of like a schlocky, like over the top, kind of ridiculous, sometimes to his detriment. But
it is the Batman and Robin and the Alien franchise.
Very well said. Very well said. Yeah. It's almost the same year too. I think it was a year after Batman and Robin, I think. So
was it? The same.
Resurrection was 97, and I think Batman and Robin was 96. No, 97, same year.
Wow. What a coincidence. Yeah, I mean, so I watched it when I was younger.
Yeah.
The one thing I did like. So for anybody who hasn't figured it out by now, I'm in a wheelchair. I'm in a motorized chair.
Right.
And the character with the wheelchair in that movie stood out in my mind. It still lives in my mind.
Yeah.
Rent free. Like he takes parts of his wheelchair and like makes a gun. Like it's so good. Everything else, like, correct me if I'm wrong, it's been almost 20 years since I watched that movie. Did she make out with that alien, kiss him, does something? I know it's like her baby, but she does alien something.
Licks her face because it thinks she's the mama, so it goes up and licks her face to say hello.
It is so weird.
It is so weird. I think Sigourney Weaver's performance is really good in it as this new Ripley clone, and she's so different. I really liked her performance in Alien. She's a great actor. She does great in all these movies, but I was shocked how different she makes the Ripley clone. And I think it's one of the things that makes it worth watching, her performance, and the horror camp, the schlocky horror camp. Otherwise, it's a bad movie, and I understand why people told me not to watch it.
It's very bad. It's very, very bad.
That last alien looks disgusting. The like human skeleton alien that looks like Doomsday from Batman v Superman. Oh, it's terrible.
And it gets like sucked, like it's inside.
Oh, I liked that. When they make a little vacuum, like in the first movie, they make a little vacuum and then the alien goes bit by bit. I was wondering because it has acid blood. So when it's going through, wouldn't the acid burn the window to make a bigger hole?
Dude, there's no like continuity.
Okay.
For example, in Aliens,
uh-huh.
I mean, like, there's a big gaping plot hole in Aliens where like they're in that tanker car, like trying to get out of the building, and they run straight over an alien, blood everywhere. Yeah. On the trail, dude, tires are fine, they keep driving. I'm like, come on, man, come on.
I agree. And I also didn't like that. I was like, in my mind, the alien's skin should be indestructible. If you go over it with a car, I don't think it would destroy the alien. And I feel when they do that, it makes it seem like the alien is weaker to me. Like it's almost like, I don't know, like it's a more fragile, but I don't think it should be. I think the alien should have been able to withstand that. But I don't know. Yeah, it was a strong tank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that was the one. But that was the thing. Like, you remember number one. Like the acid just goes like through the entire and just it's a like
little going, drop of acid,
but it won't go through tires. Okay. Yeah. All right, movie, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. There's little flaws here and there all through the franchise.
Yeah, and that brings me back to Resurrection. And there's a scene in Resurrection where two aliens kill a third alien and they just like destroy him and his blood drips through. But based on the first movie and how corrosive that acid was, if his whole body is bleeding, then there should be the whole ship should be destroyed.
Yeah, so, yeah, and it's not. It's fine.
I feel like they do some. You know, it's like power scaling. The alien is as powerful as they want it to be. You know, as powerful as the plot makes them.
Well, and it's the same thing in number one. I mean, number one, that took out like one of them. Mm-hmm. Only one of them took out an entire fleet on that ship.
Yeah.
And number two is like, there's like a whole army of these things, and you're telling me three people survived?
Yeah, I was shocked. Yeah. It's the power of motherhood.
Power of motherhood and the power of James Cameron.
Yeah.
That's James Cameron, man. And Because James Cameron knows how to make a blockbuster, even if it doesn't make sense.
And he's
He
really good
knows.
also at putting heart in it. Like the Terminator movies, Avatar, even, they really do. They have heart. They have this family dynamic. Like everyone talks about the visual effects, but really what makes them great too is that there's a real emotions there. Even Avatar, you watch it and you're like, oh, it's Pocahontas, but there's still emotions there. I thought Way of Water did it even better than Avatar 1. There's real emotions. Like you get invested in these 3 hours. You get invested in these characters and what happens to this family. He's really good at that.
He's very good, and the one thing that I noticed, even in this film, like it doesn't matter what movie it is, he loves blue light.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you noticed that. Well, he's a big fan of blue light. Like if there's a character in a scene, there's blue light on their face. The minute the first shot of Aliens is like this thing that like goes into the ship, and a blue laser beam just goes like right to the ship. He loves blue all the time,
And even if you
even
look
in
at
Avatar.
the logo, Aliens is written in blue with a blue light logo.
It's in blue,
Yeah.
yeah. But he loves blue, and I'm not gonna lie, I can't fall for it. I can't. It makes it look good.
Yeah.
He makes it look good. Trying to think of what else we can cover in this, because
What are your expectations for Romulus?
oh man, Romulus, dude, I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I'm
I'm going
pumped.
Wednesday. I'm going Wednesday. It's gonna be a 3-hour trip for me because I gotta go way across town. But I don't drive, guys. I'm sorry, but I gotta go way across town and it's gonna be full screen IMAX, full screen. It's on that theater that you and I talked about in private.
I'm going Thursday, also in IMAX. I can't wait.
I've heard good reactions, so I'm genuinely stoked. What about you?
Yeah, I'm really excited. It really looks like it's going back to the first movie, kind of, but with modern, I don't know, sensibilities in a way. I'm a little worried it might be, like a Force Awakens redo. But even then, Aliens was kind of a redo of Alien. And I feel it's almost like the DNA of the movies that it's kind of the same kind of structure every time. You have these idiots versus the murder aliens, and like one survives at the end. It's kind of the same structure over and over. But
Kind of, but I do think that number one is more of a survival horror,
yeah, it's better about
and
that. Yeah.
number two is just an action movie. I do think it'd be like it would be interesting they find a genre that we're not expecting this, like some kind of twist on the idea rather than just Force Awakens the material. Because I feel like there's potential to do more if they find the right angle to it. It doesn't always got to be survival horror.
One
It'd be an
idea
action. Yeah, go on.
they tossed around in the 90s was the aliens come to Earth. That was the original pitch, I think, for Alien 3, the aliens come to Earth. And they still haven't done that. I don't think they can do that because that would I think it would disrupt the timeline a little bit because the idea is that the company doesn't have one of the aliens. So if they have the alien, maybe they could try to retcon it. Maybe in Romulus somehow the aliens come to Earth and then the aliens somehow are gone by the time we get to Aliens, the sequel, maybe. One thing I'm very curious about in the trailer, you see a bunch of face huggers running around. So I wonder, now we might actually get an invasion focused on the face huggers before they turn into aliens. I wonder how that changes the dynamic of the movie, because we've never had an army of face huggers attacking them.
And it looks scary the way they do it. Like that moment where you see it slide out of their mouth.
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm just like, oof, oof.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, Fede Alvarez, as a filmmaker, he's very good at making things so uncomfortable. So uncomfortable. Did you watch the Evil Dead remake in 2013?
No, but I want to. I really want to now.
I cannot recommend it enough.
Okay.
So the way, now I'm gonna quote a friend of mine. Named Walter. Walter, if you hear me, I'm quoting you. When we came out of it in 2013, he described it as like that feeling of nails on a chalkboard, or like just that cringe and do like a paper cut. You know, like that little feeling of something that just makes you go, ooh, like that's the entire experience of Evil Dead in 2013. So to take that like idea and put it into Alien, I think it's a perfect marriage of tone. Idea, and I'm excited to watch it. I really am.
If this movie does well, do you want them to build like a new trilogy of Alien movies?
I gotta be honest, I would much rather than retry and I'm gonna get like heat for this. I would much rather than reattempt Alien and Predator.
Okay.
I really would. Like, I hated those movies. I hated those movies, but I do think that there's strong potential for that to work. And you get the right person with the right inspiration to marry those ideas and put them in a full-fledged action horror movie. I think it can work.
Okay.
Just don't give it to the director of Mortal Kombat. Please, don't do that.
Speaking of sequels, I think it could be interesting too if they shift to another director, maybe. I mean, I don't know. They could keep him if he does really well. But I really like looking at the first movies. I really like how each of those three or four, they all had a different director, and each director brought something different. Ridley Scott, James Cameron, David Fincher, even Resurrection a bit. Each director has a unique vision, and you feel each movie feels unique. Each movie feels different, but actually in a positive way because of that. And I think it's a rare franchise that plays to the strengths of the different directors, rather than just it's some workman guy, or it gets weird, it gets worse and worse. Like, I feel there's strengths to each movie, except maybe Resurrection.
That's actually a really cool idea to make it like to make it feel almost anthology like, where you take just some random director, try a new story and spin it, where it doesn't even got to be the same tone. It doesn't gotta be the same kind of like feel, and a new filmmaker every time. I love that idea. I honestly believe this is one of the few franchises that could pull it off. It's just sometime between 1997 actually and 2014-15. Nobody knew what to do with the franchise anymore.
Yeah.
And they just kept like putting it out there, trying to make a quick buck.
Yeah. I want to just say two more things. One, I did the math a little bit, and Romulus is the biggest gap between Alien releases in history. It's like 7 years and 3 months, I think, since Alien Covenant. This is the longest gap we've ever had between Alien movies. Second thing I want to mention is I forgot something. My introduction to Alien was actually Spaceballs. Spaceballs, I used to watch it all the time when I was a kid because I love Star Wars. But in Spaceballs, there's a scene, there's a chest burster, and the alien comes out and he starts dancing.
Yes.
Because you were talking about the different tones. You were talking about the different tones for Alien movies. And I remember the dancing chest. So that was my first introduction to this concept. Then when I'm 18 and I'm watching Alien and I see that scene, I'm like, oh, this is the original. Because I thought it was just from Spaceballs.
It's funny you say that. Because when I rewatched the first one this week, when that thing came out, I was like, I kind of laughed.
Uh-huh.
Like, not because, like, yeah, not because, like, I'm not, like, it's not a scary movie.
Uh-huh.
But because, like, Spaceballs made that moment hilarious. Now it's like every time I see it, I kind of chuckle, and then it like flies off the table in a really funny way.
Scurries away, yeah.
So I agree. I love Spaceballs. It is one of my comfort movies. Still that and Men in Tights. is one of my comfort films.
I haven't seen that.
Have you ever seen Men in Tights?
No, I haven't. I don't even know what it is. I've never heard of this.
Robin Hood, Men in Tights. Oh, the Robin Hood.
No, yeah. I'm really. I need to catch up on the Robin Hood lore. I've missed a lot of it. Yeah.
We'll touch on that another day, but so that moment made me laugh this week. I wasn't trying to, but the little kitty cat xenomorph, it made me chuckle. I was like, still a great movie though. It's still good. So good. And that first reveal, before we get off, before we get off, I want to talk just real fast. After that test bursting scene in that first one, you know, Ridley Scott did such an amazing job of, like, it's almost like Jaws in space, right?
Yes.
Almost like Jaws in space, like where you just, you're anticipating what the monster will look like. And that first reveal in that movie, I think, is one of the most brilliant introductions to a monster I think ever done. And because it looks like what the creature design looks like, a roach with like a sinister smile. And it's so good, man. It's like, or a bug, just any kind of bug. Any kind of bug,
like, in a way. Yeah.
Yeah, a bug with a sinister smile. And I'm very excited to see that this week again. I hope it's great. Yeah.
I think it's clear, guys. We just love this franchise so much. Both of us. We love the Alien franchise, and we're really excited for Romulus. Before we go, I just want to remind you guys that coming up soon, we'll have a written review in just a couple days of Romulus. So be on the lookout for that. But thank you everyone for watching. If you like the review, be sure to like and subscribe, leave a comment below. Tell us, what's your favorite alien? And what do you think about the Alien 3 assembly cut? Are you as crazy as me, or maybe you're not so hot on it? I'm Vin. You can find me on Twitter at VinWritesWords.
I am John, and you can find me on Twitter at JohnMovieWatch.
Be sure to follow thecosmiccircus.com at MyCosmicCircus, where you can find more reviews, articles, editorials, and opinions like the one you just watched. And thanks, guys. Enjoy the movie. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.